from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Biscuits and gravy is a love language for me.
Same, man.
Wouldn't touch it if it was the only thing to eat on Earth.
Oh, yeah. Me and Bob went to breakfast one time. He just sat there and stared at me eating biscuits and gravy. Then I found out later he's repulsed by it.
Yeah, it's just never
judging you.
No, I wasn't judging him at all. If I was judging you, I would have said, what are you ordering that for?
But then the fact that you didn't order anything, you just like stared sister, at him. I could feel the judgment
exactly.
in Fesco's
yeah.
eyes.
Exactly.
You eat what you want to eat. I'm not going to sit there and judge you. It's just not for me. So I saw a tweet yesterday, like, what wouldn't you eat if you were starving and it was the only thing out there? Because they were talking about the beets. Will Levi's mayonnaise thing.
Beets.
I could sit down right now and eat an entire can of beets and have no problem with it.
Yeah, beets are fine.
I like beets. I don't mind beets.
Yeah.
From Fruit Farms are some of the best. And you get them in the can with the, you know, the purple juice and all that stuff. It may stain your shirt, but man, I like beets. I have no problem with beets.
Isn't there a steak place here?
I could beat all day, man.
Isn't there a steak place here that gives you beets or something? Is that when I was a kid? Bill, like, instead of chips and salsa, you know what I'm talking about?
I know
about?
Exactly what you're talking about, and now I'm trying to
think
about what that was. But
back in the day when I was a kid, I was like, why are they giving us beets? Yeah, I remember that.
I think you're right about that, because I vaguely remember that. I don't think it was like the Golden Ox or whatever.
Speaking of beets, some bad beets so far in camp. Chiefs receiver Marquise Brown, according to George Schultz, is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks with the sternoclavicular
shoulder
injury he suffered, per multiple sources. Opening night is 3 weeks from Thursday.
Tomorrow, brother.
That's right.
3 weeks from tomorrow.
Should we have known that we were probably going to go a period of time without Marquise Brown? Played one full season as an
NFL player. I think you knew that kind of going in. You looked at, like, this guy never plays a complete season, right? Yeah. So it's better to get it out of the way now.
Is it, though,
can get injuries out of the way. Yeah, it's
because
fine.
Of the way the season starts.
Yeah.
I mean, I go back and look at your first four games. You play at home against Baltimore. You play at home against Cincinnati, on the road to Atlanta, and then the Chargers week four. Target time that he comes back is the Atlanta game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me at all, because I've got Patrick Mahomes and I've got Andy Reid, and they've got 3 or really 4 weeks essentially, you know, from the time the injury happened, to prepare for Baltimore, which they've been preparing for since the schedule came out in May. And so I would be more concerned, quite honestly, if we lost him, like if he was a big part of what we were doing, and then it's week 8 and this guy goes down for a month and you're like, oh my God, what are we supposed to do now? This guy was the number one target. He was always there for Mahomes and whatnot. You're starting the season without him. So you never really have. Him, right? And so when you add him in, hopefully by week 3, you know, the Atlanta game, it's an infusion. It's a new guy. It's something different. It gives you that little kind of spunk that maybe you're going to need after the first 2 weeks of those high intensity type games. It's giving people an opportunity to step up. I don't get concerned about this kind of stuff. Okay. It's just not in my, you know, repertoire, because I believe so much in Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. And until they show me they can't get the job done, I'm going to continue to believe that we're going to be just fine. And the proof is in the pudding from last year, when they didn't have anybody, you know, close to the quality of Hollywood Brown, and they still found a way to win the Super Bowl. So that's how much I believe in Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. Like, I'm not even thinking about Hollywood Brown right now. And I know they aren't. And that's the way you have to be. Like, you can't sit here and think about the players that you don't have and the injuries. Because when you start doing that, it takes away the focus of what you need to do, and that's go out there and win football games. And I know people are like, man, they just move on. Like, yeah, that's kind of the MO in the NFL, and the teams that do that and move on and are able to move on from injuries are the teams that do have the success. The ones that dwell on the injuries and sit there and let it fester and never able to get past it, that's going to drag them back down. So this organization is well-equipped to not have Hollywood Brown for a couple of weeks.
You look at the receiver room moving forward, though. I will say the one positive of a negative is that at least it happened week one in preseason, and the planner that Andy Reid is, that gives him still 3 weeks, which all he needs is 1 week, but it gives him 3 weeks to go into the game against Baltimore with a plan without using Marquise Hollywood Brown. But Mac, this is where you thrive, because the nerd in all of us when it comes to sports, the receivers that step up in the room, Justin Ross, right? Mm. He's the hot commodity.
A lot of people talking
name.
About him. You know, I saw right. Carrington tweet something. It was like, Chiefs Twitter's been kind of dead on Justin Ross this year. Have we moved on to somebody else? And I don't know.
So you bring up some numbers. Xavier Worthy, right?
Yeah, plus 700 to lead rookies in receiving yards.
Okay. If he has 700 yards this year, three-peat. Facts.
Oh, God, yeah. I think Xavier Worthy has 3 to 5 touchdowns and 700 to 800 yards. This is an offense that's humming, man. This is an offense great. That's doing what you need to do, yeah.
Travis Kelce tied for best odds of Drake London, the fantastic receiver in Atlanta, for touchdowns, plus 3,400 to lead the league in touchdowns.
I mean, his pitch count's been lowered. Last season we saw that. We're going to see that again this year. We're kind of load managing him, so I don't love it. But again, without Marquise Brown, I mean, you got to at least think about it, right?
Well, they didn't have Marquise Brown last year, and his load management wasn't exactly the highest either.
No,
so,
that's fair.
I mean, like, I think too many people view the Chiefs offense from a fantasy football lens, and I think that's a mistake, because it's not about, you know, leading the league in touchdowns. It's not about leading the league in yards. So many people judge the effectiveness on an offense and what they're doing based on the stats. I judge it by wins and losses. That's the only stat that matters to me. And so we can look at, like, all of this and, like, what to expect and what you think is going to happen. And at the end of the day, they're going to just figure out ways to win football games, whether it's getting the ball to Travis Kelce a lot, whether it's getting it to, you know, Xavier Worthy a lot, whether it's getting it to Mecole Hardman, whether it's getting it to Clyde Edwards-Helaire, whether it's getting it to Isaiah Pacheco. The beauty of it is they believe in all of these guys, and they're not going to go out there and just feed one person. And from, the years of that we've been doing this, I've been stressing to people, as the years go by, the regular season means less and less to this organization. And it's not about going out there and making sure Travis Kelce gets 1,000 yards. Because if that was the case, he would have played last year in that final game of the season and got the 1,000 yards. They look at it and they go, yeah, he needs the break. They're not interested in any of those stats. They're not interested in making sure that the stat sheet pops, you know, for a lot of these guys. They're interested in finding ways to win games and really win games when it matters most. And so we criticize the load management in the NBA. But I think we do have a little bit of that going on right now. There's been series where Travis Kelce hasn't played and whatnot, and I'm good with that. I don't think we need to go out there and abuse these guys in the regular season when the goal is to be fresh for January. And look how fresh Travis Kelce was in January last year and how great he played in the postseason last year because of the way that they managed him all season.
Another number is 7.5 receptions for Travis Kelce. Hammer that over.
Yeah, I think that's probably
he's at 80, yeah. 85, I
yeah.
think, easily.
Yeah,
has not had under that since 2015.
Okay, yeah. That's a big number. But again, if they decide to go to a little bit of load management, we start to see that, you know, Travis is going to play this series, then take this series off, or this series, and it depends on how good Wiley is, and if Wiley's even as close to as advertised from a lot of people, maybe they start to work him in a little bit more to take that pressure off, you know, of Travis Kelce. Because again, if Travis Kelce catches you 60 balls this year and they still go 13-4 and they're in the postseason and then he turns it on in the playoffs, that's what you want. I mean, and that's where the Chiefs are now as an organization. And that's why for me with the regular season, when people are getting bent and oh my God, it's about what you do in the playoffs. And all of this is lead up to setting the table for what they're going to do in January and go after that three-peat. And that's the thing that's the most important to the Chiefs this year. It's not a win in week 8 against whoever. It's what can we do in week 8 that's going to help us be better in January. And that's the way that they view this thing. That's the way that they look at this thing. It's all geared for the three-peat, and it's all geared for winning in January.
I also wonder, from a fantasy aspect, Mac, you can atone to this, when does Travis Kelce sort of take that Jason Witten role, I'm not comparing the two, but yeah. When
you mean in the broadcast booth?
Chill.
I hope never.
No, when Jason
Travis got, will be good.
Exactly, that's the thing.
Yeah. No, when Jason Witten got towards the end of his career in Dallas, they just used him as a red zone threat, and he was unstoppable.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, we don't need you to go out there and catch 80 passes. We don't need you to go out there and get 800 yards. We just need you inside the 20 and just get two or three plays that they can't stop. And it was something like Jason Witten had like 750 yards, but he had like, I think like 12 touchdowns.
Do you think he's slowing down though, Travis Kelce? Yes. I mean, you do. See, I don't.
Age is undefeated. Time waits for no man.
It is. And I think this year is going to be a very telling sign whether or not he's slowing down. But like, you know, Robin Carrington last year, oh, he's cutting me. So, like, I look at Travis Kelce right now. I go, maybe he looks old and he's slowing down in the regular season. But again, the regular season doesn't matter. It just doesn't. It's how you play in the postseason. And he looked like a 25-year-old beast in the postseason last year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.